The Zimbabweans were panelists at an event Thursday organized by the Global Press Institute, hosted by the museum in Washington, D.C., focusing on political issues in Zimbabwe, said they are convinced that Mnangagwa will romp to victory in the forthcoming presidential election. One of the panelists, Linda Muchuru of Global Press Journal, says the opposition is too weak to challenge Mnangagwa.
Well, I think Mnangagwa is likely to win because there's no strong opposition to oppose him, and there's so much confusion within the opposition parties, such that Mnangagwa is the likely option for most people, and he's the one in power, and they say that there's an effort coming from Mnangagwa in terms of trying to change things, so people are more receptive to that.
She adds that Nelson Chamisa, who is currently locked in a battle with Vice President Thokozani Kuphe over the leadership of the MTCT, once led by the late Moken Tsvangirai, may lose the presidential poll even if he is attracting a large number of people at his election rallies.
The thing is with rallies is that there are people who are coming to see him talk about his political party and what he's promising people. But does that translate into a real vote? Do those people actually have registered to vote? That's a question that needs to be answered. And what we've seen on the ground is that Mnangagwa is more organized. Chamisa, he just came into power after the death of Moken Tsvangirai. And we don't really know for sure if the people that are coming to support him are registered to vote.
Her views were echoed by Watsanai Mute, a multimedia producer, author and reporter with the New York Times, who says the disjointed opposition is giving Mnangagwa a win on a silver platter.
What I'm seeing on the ground, like with how he's more organized, and also I'm looking at all the ZANU-PF candidates that have been rolled out this week. I know the primaries are going to be held, so we know who the candidates are, and it looks like they know what they're doing. Whereas the MDC, we don't know who the candidates are, and there seems to be infighting.
The MTCT, led by Chamisa, recently filed an urgent court application to stop Kuphe from using the name and logo of the party, which was dismissed with costs by High Court Judge Justice Francis Bere. Another court case is pending in which Kuphe is challenging a withdrawal from parliament by the Chamisa group, which claims that she is no longer a member of the opposition party. Charles Mutuma, executive director of the United States-based Zimbabwe Diaspora for Democracy, says, apart from this, it is likely that the opposition will be disadvantaged by lack of electoral reforms and related issues.
Based on the electoral environment and electoral mechanisms, the situation and the environment is heavily tilted in favor of the incumbent. So the opposition's chances of winning are next to nothing if we do not address the unresolved issues of the government of national unity on the issue of the security sector reform, judicial reform, and electoral reforms.
He says Zimbabwe is heading for another disastrous election.
We are heading towards the shame of an election and once again a disputed election. My justification is Justice Zambi ruling out the diaspora vote. It means the election is not going to be inclusive. It's not honoring the rights of Zimbabweans to vote according to Section 67 of the Constitution. And then when you look at the issue of the Zimbabwe Election Commission, it's not impartial.
Irene Petras of the International Center for Not-for-Profit Law says the opposition should unite if it wants to defeat ZANU-PF in the forthcoming general elections.
There's a need to have a united force and a need to have an organized force in the opposition. And they need to invest very heavily in making sure that people are registered to vote, that there's voter education, and that there's a good turnout during the election.
Some nations like Britain are already attempting to strengthen relations with Zimbabwe, following a fallout with former ruler Robert Mugabe, who was removed from power last year by Mnangagwa, aided by the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, in what the former president has described as a military coup. Award-winning British journalist Paul Kenyon, host of the BBC Panorama program, says Mnangagwa is expected to win the election, which is expected to be almost free and fair.
He knows the world's watching. I think it'll be subtle, the manipulation. But everybody I've spoken to on the ground there says Is it conceivable that Mnangagwa won't win? No, it's not conceivable. He will win. Part of that is because the opposition is in, you know, it's not a lot of time to organise. They don't have the roots there that have built up over generations, over decades, where people have, you know, they're not used to exercising opposition power. They're not used to understanding how you go out campaigning, getting things together, putting your message out. All those things which are lost when you have an authoritarian regime like Mugabe. So in short, is it going to be free and fair elections? I imagine it'll be much closer to a free and fair election than has been the case since 1980.
He says Britain will always relate well with nations creating democratic space for its citizens.
I think the British would go into any country realistically that is saying we are changing the way that we behave and we're becoming more democratic. The British will go in there and, yes, they'll be looking for trade deals, but they'll also be interested in exercising some diplomacy to make Zimbabwe come out of this a better place.
The British and then-President Robert Mugabe's government clashed in 2000 when the ruling party grabbed what owned commercial farms under its land reform program, widely condemned for causing a near collapse of the agricultural sector. The British and then-President Robert Mugabe's government clashed in 2000 when the ruling party grabbed white-owned commercial farms under its land reform program, widely condemned for causing a near collapse of the agricultural sector. Reporting for Studio 7, Washington, D.C., I am Kip Stube.